With me today is Tansy Curtin from the Bendigo Art Gallery, and we're going to talk about one of Bendigo's very famous guests since March. Good day, Tansy.
Good day.
Thanks for your time.
Not a problem at all.
In March, Bendigo Art Gallery began its exhibit of Marilyn Monroe.
That's right. It's been a wonderful success for us. And it's a fantastic exhibition looking at Marilyn herself, her early life as Norma Jean, of course, through artifacts and costumes from that belong to her. So it's a really lovely kind of personal insight into her story.
So we will see clothes that she wore from her previous movies, her shoes, her bags.
That's right. So we've got quite a lot of film costumes from films such as Some Like It Hot, How to Marry a Millionaire, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. But we've also got a lot of clothing that she wore in her personal life. And it's really nice to see the kind of vast difference between the public and private Marilyn to get, a bit of insight into who she was, what motivated her, and who she wanted to be seen as rather than what the studio execs wanted her to be seen as.
So based on your collection, would you say that she was less glamorous in her personal life?
I think she wasn't. She was still very glamorous, but perhaps less ostentatious. So a lot of her costumes that she wore in films are very over the top, whereas what she chose to wear in her personal life is much more pared down, still beautiful and glamorous, but, you know, not as much in the way of kind of beading and sequins and over the top ornamentation.
Since March, who have been the visitors to Marilyn's exhibit?
We've had a really diverse range of visitors, and I think it really shows that even though Marilyn died in 1962, so a long time ago, she's still very much at the forefront of our kind of our imagination. She's still a very important figure in our history. And there's this ongoing fascination with her. What is it about Marilyn that still entices us? And we're getting, you know, a whole range of visitors from young men and women, school children, through to women and men who would have been contemporaries of Marilyn. So it's really lovely to see such a cross-section.
I remember growing up, I thought she was still alive because her images were repeatedly shown on TV and she was repeatedly talked about. What is it with Marilyn that you think that people up to this day are still fascinated with her or about her?
Well, I think it's a number of factors. Obviously, she was an incredibly gorgeous woman and she died young. She was only 36. And, of course, that kind of leaves someone young and beautiful in our imagination. She also had a difficult upbringing. Her mother was institutionalised when she was quite young, and she spent a lot of her early years in and out of foster care and orphanages and didn't have a lot of stability. And yet she transcended that and became an incredibly famous film star. And, in fact, she was even told by executives from the film industry that she was unphotogenic, which seems incredibly bizarre when we think of her as being one of the most photographed women of the 20th century. So I think there's this combination of things, you know, the tragedy of her life combined with this incredibly powerful figure and, of course, a very beautiful woman as well.
And one of her iconic photos videos is that of the 7-year itch, if I'm not mistaken, where her clothes are being blown away?
That's right. And we've actually got an incredible sculpture by an American artist, Seward Johnson, that's 8 metres high that recreates that really famous scene. And that's in the centre of Bendigo at the moment.
For everyone to see.
That's right.
And she'll be turning 90
1st of June. It is quite incredible to think that on the 1st of June, Marilyn would have turned 90. So what an amazing thing to think about it in that context. Of course, this year we've got some other famous people who've turned 90, the Queen, of course, as well, and David Attenborough. So it's kind of interesting to, I guess, place her within the context of those figures in history. And, of course, to think about what she would have been like, what her life would have been like had she lived to be 90.
Had she turned 90, what would you think she would look like or her appearance would be like?
Oh, it's so hard to know, isn't it? It's that idea of, you know, would she have fallen prey to all the plastic surgery and kind of things that happen in Hollywood now, or would she have allowed herself to age gracefully? It's really hard to know.
I think the most interesting thing to know is if she would still have those pouty lips.
Yes, indeed. And she, you know, she had a very kind of particular makeup regime, and whether she would have kept going with that. She kind of established what she did with her makeup from the late 1940s, and she stuck with that right through her film career.
And Marilyn's also one of those intriguing ladies because she has been linked to equally famous and intriguing personalities, isn't it?
Well, that's That's right. And I think it's one of the things about Marilyn, it's often really difficult to work out the truth behind a lot of the stories that you read about her. It's, you know, there's a lot of fiction, a lot of storytelling that goes on around the around Marilyn's life. So, of course, we know about connections with the Kennedys, John F. Kennedy and his brother, and, of course, that famous moment when she sang Happy Birthday at his birthday gala. But also, you know, she's been linked to a lot of other famous men, such as, of course, married to Arthur Miller, the famous playwright, the baseball player Joe DiMaggio. She had a very short 9-month marriage to him. So, you know, there's these kind of key figures in history that are very closely associated with Marilyn.
So for anyone who's still interested, they still have until July to visit.
That's right. The exhibition's on until the 10th of July.
And for her birthday, you're going to have a diamond bash?
We're having a special party on the Saturday following her birthday. It's a special cocktail party. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And tickets are still available for that from our website. So it'll be a nice kind of way of celebrating the life and legacy of Marilyn.
A good excuse to play dress-ups and wear
Absolutely.
All those diamonds.
Absolutely. Do we need an excuse?
Thanks very much for your time, Tansy Curtin from the Bendigo Art Gallery.
Thank you so much.